بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, in tonight's Taraweeh Salah we will inshallah be reciting Surah Al-Isra, which commences at the start of the 15th Juz. And the Surah has been given two names. One is Al-Isra, which is named after the journey of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from Makkah Mukarrama to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And we know day after was the Mi'raj, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ascended into the heavens. And the second name of this particular surah is Suratu Bani Israel, which is named after the Bani Israel, the people of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who were the forefathers of the Yahud of today's time, and of the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a number of historical incidents in the history of the Bani Israel, the Yahud, how Allah had given them power, given them authority, and they had then transgressed, and Allah would then unleash some tyrant against them, and they would then be stripped of power, and this entire cycle repeated itself a number of times. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah has mentioned 6 different times in history where this happened, where the Yahud were given complete control and authority, and because of their transgression, Allah eventually stripped them and took away power from them. Nevertheless, the focus for tonight is one particular verse in Surah Al-Isra, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very important injunction and a responsibility that lies upon the shoulders of each and every one of us, and that is to be dutiful and obedient and respectful to our parents. Allah starts the verse by saying, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ, that Allah has decreed, Allah has given a ruling that you should not worship anyone besides Him. This is of course the fundamental pillar of deen, that we should not worship anyone besides Allah. And immediately thereafter Allah follows it up with, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that you should be dutiful to your parents. And here Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah has mentioned that one is for a person to be respectful, to honor and to obey his parents in his youth. Although the challenges of youth may be there, but generally a person is forced to be submissive to his parents. He is still very much dependent on them financially, physically, and therefore, by and large, he will be respectful to his parents. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our Khaliq, our Creator, and understands the nature and the temperament of man, Allah highlights a particular stage in the life of one's parents where he needs to be extra cautious of being obedient and dutiful to his parents, and that is when they reach old age. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. Allah says, if either one or both of your parents reach old age, and now they are dependent on you, then Allah issues a number of commands. Firstly, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not utter even the slightest statement of displeasure or disrespect towards them. Allah understands that especially when a person reaches this point in his life, he has passed many, many years, he has already given his blood, sweat and tears for his child, and now any slight indifference shown by the child will really hurt this person. The parent will be broken. So Allah says, do not utter any statement of indifference or disrespect to them. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And then Allah knows that inevitably an elderly person will slip up. They might make statements that are socially unacceptable. They might do things that are unacceptable. And as adults, we may feel that this is my parent. He or she has many years of experience and wisdom. Why are they speaking like this? Or why are they conducting themselves in this manner? And we may feel annoyed or displeased. Allah says, وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't rebuke them. Don't shout at them. If you need to set something straight, قُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them in a gentle way, in a kind way. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And then Allah says, lower your wing of humility to them. In other words, humble yourself completely before them. The bird lowers its wing, and then it is completely subservient. It cannot escape. So in this way, submit yourself, subjugate yourself before your parents. Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah would say, like a slave is in front of his master. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And then Allah concludes the verse by teaching us that in reality, no matter what we do for our parents, we will never be able to fulfill their rights. We will never be able to repay them adequately. So therefore, now make dua for them. And say, oh Allah, you have mercy upon them as they nurtured me, as they took care of me when I was young. As we see the style of Quran, Allah motivates us. Allah inspires us. Allah does not just issue a command that be respectful, be obedient. But Allah shows us why we should be like this. When I was young, when I was dependent, when I had needs, just as my parents took care of me, in the very same way, I should now be the same, be respectful and obedient to them. We'll conclude with the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, famous narration. Nabi alayhi salam climbed up the minbar and he said, Ameen on each step. One of the steps he then explained, Jibreel alayhi salam made a curse against that person who lives to see his parents in old age, or one of them, and he does not, فَلَمْ يَبِرَّهُمَا, he is not obedient to them, and he does not secure his Jannah through them. Jibreel alayhi salam cursed this person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen to the curse. Allah protect us and give us understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ